I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. What's it about? Well, the film answers the question, who is Furiosa? Audiences witnessed her in Mad Max Fury Road, but this film goes back to the beginning when she was snatched up and becomes the property of the warlord Dementis, who is seeking to conquer anything and everything. However, Dementis has a few adversaries who have ambitions of their own. Amongst them is the Immortan Joe, who presides over the Citadel, and their battle for power is destructive and deadly. All the while, Furiosa is trying to find her way home by any means necessary. So who's in it? Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Burke, and Alila Brown. So what's the like? The story of what made Furiosa the Imperator Furiosa, audience adored in Mad Max Fury Road, is extremely interesting and captivating. We get to see her as this daring young girl out scavenging for fruit, only to be caught by the biker horde that is run by Dementis. We see her fight to free herself many times, and her resilience keeps one rooting for her all the way. This is also the story of power and greed and how this wasteland has very few rules. The battle for power between Dementis and Immortan Joe is epic. There is the bravado of Dementis, who believes he can conquer all, only to find out that Joe is not the pushover he has experienced during his other conquests. Amongst it all is Furiosa doing everything she can do to make herself valuable to Dementis, while at the same time making herself capable to determine her own destiny. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is a big screen go to the theater movie. The visual presentation is stunning. The stunts and visual effects are Oscar worthy, really. Mad Max Fury Road received 10 Oscar nominations and won 6. Many of the same people are back and they up the ante. The wasteland looks imposing and impressive. The costumes are magnificent with the mask, the outfits, and their variations. They fit seamlessly into the narrative and its environment. The way this is shot is beyond impressive. The angles they show of the fight are a bold invitation to be more than just a spectator. The up-close shots are as exciting as the far-away wide-angle shots. And speaking of exciting, the trucks, motorcycles, weapons, and creative ways combatants were propelled into the air is just impressive. In one scene, a truck with vegetables is trying to get from one community to another. The assault to intercept that vehicle and cargo unveils a level of survival and warfare that is exhilarating as we see Furiosa trying to outmaneuver and outfight her adversaries. Anya Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth bring a different sensibility to their characters, but in the end, they challenge the audience to determine if Furiosa is more like Dementis than she believes. Both Furiosa and Dementis are looking to survive, and the question is, what wouldn't they do to save themselves? Or better yet, will Furiosa win the internal conflict between retaining her humanity and embracing life's brutality? So what's not to like? A Mad Max saga is presented in chapters. This device allows the filmmakers to skip over a few things. While it doesn't diminish the impact of the narrative, it does ask the audience to make the leap from one chapter to the next, even if the narrative is not exactly linear. My rating, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is a boisterous tribute to the franchise, and it pays homage to the resilience and power of women as seen through Furiosa herself. I'm giving this 4 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.